We'll just look to the Lord in prayer before we come to his word. Our gracious God, our loving eternal Father in heaven, we thank thee for a return again of thy day. We thank thee, O God, that we can draw aside from the cares of this world and this life to come before the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And, O Father, it's our prayer that our praise and our worship, O God, this morning might be acceptable even in thy sight. Dear Lord, that thou wouldst come, draw very near to us today. Come, and, O Lord, be one of our number here. As has been prayed much in the past, O God, as our faces differ, so, O Lord, do our needs. We pray that thou wouldst come by the power of thy Spirit and meet each one, O God, at the very point of our need. And Lord, as we come to the word, oh, we say, break thou the bread of life, Lord, unto me. O dear God, we pray that we might be an empty vessel, that we might be an empty vessel, that thou wouldst fill us with, O God, thy Spirit. Thou wouldst be at our right hand. Thou wouldst open our mouth. And, O God, thou would take thy word and bless it to the heart of thy people. Bless it to those who would listen in on sermon audio, who would listen again on the download. We pray that the word of God might go forth. We pray that it might accomplish that whereunto thou hast sent it. So, O God, come and bless, we pray of thee. Come, O Lord, and grant that as we leave here today, we might say the one to the other, it's been good for us to have been here, for it's here we've met afresh with the Lord. So, O Father, we cast ourselves at thy mercy, resting, O God, in the strength of thy grace, knowing that it is sufficient for each one. And Lord, for these moments that we turn now to thy word, O God, enlighten our minds, open our eyes, bless it to our very hearts and lives, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Say, we're turning to the word of God, to the book of Ezekiel and the 33rd chapter, and we'll read some verses together, starting at verse 1. Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts, and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, If our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and if we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, The righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wicked, Of the wicked he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness neither. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. When I shall say unto the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trust to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, and all his righteousness shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. Again I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live and not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Amen. And we trust God to bless his word to our hearts this morning. Ezekiel was God's chosen prophet. He was a man with a message for his day. He proclaimed the word of God faithfully to the children of Israel. He was both a prophet and a priest. Ezekiel had been taken hostage. He had been taken into bondage by King Nebuchadnezzar to the city of Babylon. Ezekiel's very name is relevant to the time in which he was called. It is a name that means God is strong, God strengthens, or God makes hard. And the task that Ezekiel was set before him was a tough task. It was a hard and difficult time to be a believer. It was a hard and difficult time to stand against sin. And beloved, that is the same for us today. We need some of the characteristics that Ezekiel had. Ezekiel saw the prophecy come to pass that the children of Israel would be taken into servitude. Ezekiel saw Jerusalem lost. Ezekiel was taken from the temple, not able to minister his priestly office. But yet withal, Ezekiel saw restoration. He proclaimed the judgments of the Lord unto the people of Israel. He chastised them for their sin. He proclaimed hope to them while they were in exile. And Ezekiel proclaimed the judgments of God on the cities round about Jerusalem. The book of Ezekiel ends with hope, restoration, and redemption. Ezekiel was God's chosen man. He was obedient to the Lord. No task was too difficult for him. The Lord was his strength, and he carried him through the hard and difficult times that were before him. Ezekiel had a relationship with the Lord. He faithfully served him, pointing the way to Christ, the Redeemer of humanity. That text that we have read together, that portion of Scripture, sets Ezekiel before us as a watchman unto the people of Israel. From verse 10 onwards, the Lord shows us the message of the watchman. In verse 7, Ezekiel is ordained, as we like. He's also told in verse 3 of the same portion of, or chapter 3 of the same book, so thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. The message that Ezekiel was given was a solemn one to bring. Watchmen in the Bible had a solemn responsibility. They were the guards of the city. They were set up in watchtowers. They were in a stronghold. They overlooked the land. They could see danger coming from afar off. They were there to help protect and preserve the people. And brethren, today, as we look at the Word of God, I just want us to draw a few thoughts from the watchmen that God had appointed in the land of Israel, and take those doctrines and teachings that are applied there, and let us take them to our own hearts and to our own lives. For yet today God appoints watchmen in the New Testament church. Yet today God appoints watchmen in our homes. Yet today God appoints watchmen over those who are lost in their sin. And brethren, those watchmen are you and I. Male and female alike, young and old, the responsibility is to us all. The Hebrew word translated watchman means one who looks out, one who spies, one who watches. Sometimes watchmen were scouts used to look out for approaching friends as well as enemies. There were many references to watchmen that kept an eye out for physical threats throughout the scripture. In 2 Kings verse 9:17, we're told there stood a watchman in the tower of Jezreel, and he spied the company of Jehu as he came and said, "I see a company." And Joram said, "Take a horseman and send to meet them and let them say, 'Is it peace?'" There was indeed a solemnness to the responsibility that they had. They were sentinels who announced the start of a new day. In Psalm 130, in the verse 6, we're told, "My soul waits for the Lord, more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning." And I say, in a spiritual sense, as we look at the prophets, God had appointed spiritual watchmen over the souls. We read those words again in verse 7, "Son of man, I have set thee a watchman to the house of Israel." And you know, we're blessed here in Ballymoney that God has set a watchman for our souls in the form of the Reverend Greer. His ministry has been ordained of God for this time and for this place. And I can certainly speak personally of the benefits that I have enjoyed and my home has enjoyed as a result of his ministry. Even in his last visitation with us, he took a text speaking of the sheep of Israel and how that they hear the shepherd's voice. "My sheep hear my voice." And he emphasized it even to our own children, that there are many voices clamoring for their attention in this world, but yet the voice they are to follow, the voice they are to listen out for, is the voice of God as we find it in the scripture. Yes, we have a watchman who has been ordained and faithfully executes that office to oversee the soul. The Reverend Greer has been speaking about the trump of God, how it shall sound on that great day. And the watchman too is to have a voice as a trumpet. It is to make a clear and a certain sound so that when danger is approaching the city, the people would know that there is danger coming. They would know the call to arms. They would know to be ready for the fight. And beloved, it is a means of grace to our very souls. Each week that we come to this house, that we sit under the Word of God, as our brother sounds forth the gospel trumpet, that we take it to heart, that we stand ready in this day and age to be defenders of the gospel. And why? Why is there that need? There is that need for us as parents to guard and watch the little ones of the flock, to raise our children in accordance with the scriptures, that we might see them wholly follow the Lord. We've prayed for our children from the womb. And how sad would it be to leave off as they come up, as they get up into their older years, and think that they can walk this life themselves without encouragement, without a watch, without a guard. No, the Lord has appointed us as parents to watch over them for all of their lives. And so as parents, we come to the Word, and we need help, and we need guidance, and we need strength. And so we need to build ourselves the watchtower. We need to set that watchtower upon the foundation which is Jesus Christ. That is the foundation for our lives as parents. That is the foundation for our lives as believers. And that is the foundation upon which we will build and walk the Christian life. We need to build that tower in our homes. We need to have the Word of God in our hearts. We need to follow the Lord faithfully. The role of spiritual watchmen continues in the New Testament church in the form of its leaders. There are qualifications needed to be a watchman. The watchman is to be vigorous, he is to have courage, he is to be intelligent, he is to be loyal. His duties are to be vigilant, to watch, to be obedient, to warn. The responsibilities account of the service that must be rendered to those who are appointed him. The safety of the entire city depended on the faithfulness of one man. And brethren, today God has so ordained in his sovereign mercy that there are souls today under your stewardship and mine. There are people that we meet daily in our lives. We all have friends outside of the church, and we would love to see them won for Christ. We would love to see all of our family members won for Christ. And the reality of that is, many of them will never sit under the ministry of the Reverend Greer. Many of them will never be ministered to by the elders of this church. But God has appointed you and I as watchmen for their souls. And so we need to live our lives in such a way that when they look at us, they see a sermon. They hear a sermon. They see Christ in our lives. They know there's something different about us. And brethren, we all have believers that we've came across in our lives, and they glow. They stand out. They warm the heart to be around. And we need to have that effect in our lives for those who are lost. And we get that from the Scriptures. We get that from taking upon us the responsibility of a watchman and carrying out that role as has been appointed to us by the Lord. The analogy between the sound of the watchman's trumpet and the message of the gospel is clear. We are reminded the trumpet call of alarm to approach of danger in time of peril. The call was to be definite, distinct, emphatic, rousing and warning every man. And so the gospel trumpet is to arrest the attention of men, to call them to repent, to surrender their lives and their will to the Lord Jesus Christ, to put down the weapons of rebellion. And I wonder, are there those who are perhaps even listening in this morning on sermon audio, and you faithfully listen to the Reverend Greer, and you faithfully listen to the Word, and you believe the Bible, and you believe God, but yet you've never repented of your sin? Oh, today that you would hear the trumpet calling you to repent. That you would turn to Christ today. There is the analogy between the responsibility of those that heard the watchman trumpet and those that hear the gospel. The watchman of the walls of Zion simply sounded the alarm. It was for the people to believe and to obey. And so that responsibility rests upon us. We who are the Christians, we who are the believers, to hear the call of the watchman today. Oh, that this word would come to you and I with force. Oh, Son of Man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. There are some thoughts I would just like us to glean, particularly from this text. This text is a sovereign commission. See, it starts, O thou Son of Man, I have set thee. We are speaking about Almighty God. He has made a choice. Beloved, he has chosen you. And we could all wonder why. What does he ever see in us? Nothing. Nothing but sin. Yet he loved us. Yet he called us. And brethren, whether you believe yourself to be the least or the greatest or whatever you think of yourself, it is irrelevant. For Christ has for you a purpose in this life. Christ's love for you is not greater than the love or less than the love that he has for the Reverend Greer in all of his ministry. We are each one loved with everlasting love. A love that does not go up nor down. A love that does not diminish with the coldness of our hearts or the lapsing of our servitude. No, his love remains constant and consistent. We are given a sovereign commission. God has called us for this day. And I know it is a very emotive issue for those in the world, but I tell you today, the Church of Jesus Christ is called to take a stand against what is going on in the world today, against the murder of the unborn in the womb. That is going to be the biggest fight we will have. I can hardly believe that I stand here in 2019 and even there are those who just think it normal to carry out the act of abortion. The church is called to take a stand. And you and I must heed that call and we must be faithful to it. God has appointed it so. There is a solemn commission with this to give warning. It is our solemn duty to give warning to those who would act against the word of God, to those who would continue in their sin. For there is a day of coming judgment coming. That warning that we are to give is to be clear. It is not to be mixed with anything else. It is to be the clear warning of Scripture. And that alone. A wise friend once taught me when I was young in the faith, he said, "Brother, if you take the gospel and you put a plus onto it, that's a different gospel. The gospel we preach is Christ and Him crucified. And that is what the world needs. That is what we have in our commission. That is what we have in our armory. The greatest need of the soul of man can be met and found in the Lord Jesus Christ." There was a specific commission here given. He was told to go and speak to the house of Israel. There was a people in need of a watchman. And while we have said it is the calling of the Reverend Greer to minister here, it is our calling to minister in the sphere in which we are in, be it business, be it school, be it wherever. God has set you where you are for a specific reason. It is specific in another sense, for we're told how to carry out this work. The instruction is given, "Thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me." Brethren, are we struggling in our Christian life? Are we struggling to walk the walk? Yes, we're at the meetings. Yes, we're seen with our Bible. Yes, we're at the prayer meetings. But is there a battle in the heart? Are we studying the Word? The Lord has laid down for us the roadmap. He has given us the instruction. He has given us the guidance. He has told us what we do. It's found here in the book. We need to make more time for it. We need to take it upon our hearts that it might guide us, that it might be a light unto our path. We've talked much about the sovereignty of God. But we also must balance that with the responsibility of man. You and I have a responsibility this morning. The Reverend Greer is instructed as well from the Catechism over the weeks in the Bible class. Question 91 asks, what is the duty? which God requireth of man. The duty which God requireth of man is obedience to his revealed will. You want to know what God would have for you? Read the book. You want to know how you ought to live? Read the book. You want to know how to reach the lost? Read the book. We will hear the word at his mouth, but we must read the book. We have a responsibility to be instructed from the word of God. The Lord has said, I have spoken it. Brethren, we must hear it. We must receive it. We must prepare our hearts as we come to the place of worship. And you know, every week as our brother mounts the pulpit steps, and as I've said, we enjoy his ministry, we love him in the Lord, his ability, his knowledge, he's forgotten more than I will ever know. Yet as he mounts that pulpit, my prayer to God is that everything of him would be cast aside, and that he might be filled with the Spirit of God, that he might minister unto our souls. And so, brethren, what we pray for him, we pray for ourselves. And God is able. God is able to take of that empty earthen vessel, fill it with the Spirit of God, and bless you and I to the life and to the saving of a soul. Oh, that we might hear the word. We are responsible to act upon the instructions we hear. God appointed watchmen for our benefit and for our good. And so, beloved, as we think of the solemnity of the role of the watchman, I would not leave you discouraged, but rather I would encourage you. For as we read that text again, O Son of Man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Take comfort that the God who chose you for this task is well able to fit you for the task that is before you. Has he not said, my grace is sufficient for thee? Oh, today that we might draw aside afresh into the presence of God, seeking that renewal of our minds and hearts, that we might be refreshed by his grace. By grace alone, not of me, in Christ through faith is why I'm free. By grace alone, not of my hand, so I humbly receive redemption's plan. By grace alone, not of my deed, the word is sufficient for want and need. By grace alone, not of my thought, God and favor cannot be bought. God's riches at Christ's expense are yours and mine today, if we will but ask. He has appointed us a role. He has given us the tools. Brethren, let us lay hold this morning upon the promises of the book. Let us come before the Lord and equip ourselves for the task. And when the day comes, may we be found faithful. May we sound clearly the trumpet. And may we see the souls of men redeemed through Jesus' blood. Amen. And may the Lord bless his word to your hearts. This morning we'll just close in a word of prayer. Our gracious God, our loving Father in heaven, O God, we pray for thy word, that it would have free course and be glorified. O Father, take that has been of man and burn it as dross. Hide it behind the cross. But O God, take of thy word, of the clear trumpet of thy voice. Bless it to our hearts and minds. Bless us this day as we wait on in thy house. Grant us a glorious Sabbath. Grant us that rest. And give us grace to live as thou hast called us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.